And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. I'm Jimmy Hicks. We start with news regarding the incoming administration, as Vice President-elect J.D. Vance has suggested that America may just reconsider its NATO support if the EU continues trying to censor American social media platforms. Meaning European bureaucrats have been threatening to arrest Elon Musk for allowing Trump back on X. And one mother's tearful TikTok confession about her MAGA sons just perfectly captures our cultural moment.
They get very, very offended if I say that I think that they are ignorant.
As a mother, she'll celebrate any life choice her children make, unless, of course, it involves voting Republican. Fulani herdsmen have slaughtered another 6 Christians in Nigeria, adding to 15 killed just days before. And farmers are abandoning their fields under this constant threat. And as one community leader simply put it, hunger is becoming an epidemic. And the world's deadliest persecution continues to go unreported by the mainstream media. Please make sure you're continuing to pray for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters abroad. In Washington State, an 82-year-old former teacher's righteous crusade against fascism ended pretty predictably. With hate crime charges after she punched 2 Trump supporters in the face. And she explained to police that differing political views made violence necessary. And that's the division that will continue to haunt this nation. A plastic surgeon from Seattle who recently paid $5 million for manipulating consumer ratings is now advertising his rush to perform transgender surgeries before Trump tries to stop me. That's a quote, before Trump tries to stop me. But there's no profit motive behind the gender industry, is it? No, not at all. Villa Vi Residencies. That's a cruising company, and they think they have the perfect solution for Trump-adverse Americans. A 4-year cruise around the world. You can just skip the next 4 years in America because you can be on a cruise ship for that entire time. For just $160,000 per person, you can be trapped at sea with people convinced they're fleeing fascism. And Mattel is rushing to recall its new Wicked dolls after accidentally printing a porn website link on the children's toy packaging. It's really something that could only happen in 2024. And a British retailer named Debenhams has pulled one of its Christmas sweaters. And why would they pull the sweater? Well, the sweater in question says gay in a manger. And one pastor simply asked the retailer, "Why do you mock Christianity?" And they quickly pulled the sweater from shelves. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to be a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, as always, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.